Hi, I'm Justin.
Also, I hate the way my voice sounds, so if you can, like, do whatever Photoshop does to voices, make me sound awesome.
And this is my lovely friend.
The beauty in the eyes of the beholder. And it's just about getting into the seat of being the beholder.
Haley.
I don't think you have to be particularly perceptive. I just think you have to look up.
This podcast is mostly just her telling me stories.
If you expose yourself to the possibility that this might be really awkward, there can be something just really cool on the other side of it.
She thinks that her life and way of looking at things are...
Oh, I thought I was kind of waiting on you. I thought you were getting your stuff ready. You're waiting on me?
Pretty normal.
You got to edit out all the misinformation about the Amish.
Maybe you can relate.
I would like a chance to re-sing the Amish paradise.
If you want lighthearted stories...
All right, you want to talk about goats?
And stream of consciousness.
I just woke up and needed some friends, and so I bought them.
Then you're going to like the Sunny Side Up podcast.
Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up.
So, if you're at all like me, you may feel that you're living in a world that can be a bit overwhelming and confusing at times. I'm also a huge fan of podcasts, documentaries, docudramas, stories, and of just information in general. Between all of that and the social media and news, sometimes our brains can feel like they're on overload. Haley and I hope that this podcast can be something of an antidote to all of that. Like little jello shots of joy and distraction. None of it is too serious or really too informative. Mostly it's just two friends who have conversational chemistry talking about whatever enters the minds of relatively ADHD people. We hope you enjoy.
You were asking me about this town that we went to in Colorado, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So both of my brothers moved to Colorado within about a year of each other. They moved to different towns for different reasons. One is a software engineer moved to the Denver metro area. The other was in hospitality industry and moved out there to be like a bartender, basically,
yeah.
And was really living the dream at the foot of the ski slope in the wealthiest resort town in North America. We would take our vacations to go visit them, but then we discovered the rest of Colorado, which is just an absolute playground. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like the outdoors, but they have everything. They have sand dunes. They have mountains. They have plateaus. They have plains. It's a desert.
Colorado, by the way, if you need someone to do a come to Colorado and experience hire Haley.
I know. And we drag people with us whenever we can. It's just a wonderful, fun place to be. We tend to go in July because that's when the weather is like 70 degrees dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just lovely. And we visit my brothers. One has moved home, but the other's still out there. So each summer we go. Last summer we went.
How disappointing, by the way, in terms of not counting family and community. Yeah. How disappointing in every other way would it be to go from Colorado to Mississippi? No offense to Mississippi. It just would be like, that would be the hard part, right? No?
He was so, I agree with you. I intend to sell my Mississippi holdings and move to Colorado at some point.
Thank you.
But he was so excited to come home because he's, in Colorado, you can hardly afford to buy the land.
Okay.
So for him, it was like, I want to start a family, and I can do. I can buy a lot of land and a really nice house in Mississippi, whereas I would just be renting in
That's
Colorado.
Fair.
So there were financial reasons, and he's not wrong about that.
Yeah.
And then there's other things. Like in Colorado, water rights are a whole different aspect of real estate law. In Mississippi, I have seen that maybe twice.
Mm.
We have so much water. We have too much water.
Can
we have,
give you some water?
Yeah, not in the city of Jackson.
Not in Jackson.
But in other places, so having to argue for your access to water would be a new thing. And hail.
That's fair.
And hail and lightning being the threats that they are. So, and wildfires, things that we don't really have to deal with.
Okay.
But anyway,
no paradise is perfect, is what you're saying, Haley. God damn.
That's right. I'm still trying to decide where to live whenever I grow up. And Colorado's on the list, but it does have some cons in that checklist. But we had driven through a town. Tim wanted to fly fish, so we're following this river. And we follow the river through the national forest, and it's fantastic. And we come upon this little town, and we're like, next time we come to Colorado, we are absolutely going to stay here. Like, is this a real place? It just seemed, I don't want to say enchanting because that sounds fairy tale, but
Hey, I like that word enchanting, though. Yeah.
But in a rustic way. What's the rustic version of enchanting? Because
okay, I'll throw a shout out to, I think it's Anniston, Alabama. Anniston, Alabama. I'm almost positive it's that town. We went there one time, Ollie and I. And I think the word is enchanting. I don't know that I have ever used that word about it, but like I got there, I kept looking around. Everybody was so nice. Had the perfect little town center. It just had all the cute little stuff. And I was swept away by this little city. And anyways, yeah, Anniston, Alabama felt enchanting to me. And it's definitely not super fancy or with this, that, or the other. But yeah, kind of rustic-y, kind of like homey, a little bit like Days of Yore feel. Everybody feels like a throwback to like a gentler, kinder time. Not that that ever really existed, but you know, whatever. Like
certain classes of people, for perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can make America great again for everybody except the women and the black people. No, thank you.
Well, who needs
from
the women
us.
And the black people? Come on, Haley. Jeepers.
The rest of us do not wish to go
fine.
Backwards whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, in this regard, so the town was very small, but there was a restaurant with a hotel upstairs, and it just looked like Wild West, sort of, like mm-hmm. the River Rock chimney, and they're serving food right there, giant Ooh. Steaks and hamburgers, and it's like, it's so small, but we'd already made a reservation, so we had to proceed to the Steamboat Springs, I think, like some resort town that we had already booked a reservation at, and we're headed towards it. Fun and embarrassing fact at this point Ooh. Of the story, that drive was the first and only time so far that I've ever had to like make an emergency pit stop on the side of the road.
Oh, wow.
Easier for men to do than women. I had to use the restroom because...
Number one or number two?
Oh, my goodness. That's disgusting.
No, I mean... I had drank...
Okay,
so number one. Oh, you're such a wuss.
I had like sweet tea around lunchtime, and Tim had been fishing consistently for hours, and it's now dark. And I was like, we are an hour and 15 minutes from our destination. I'm never going to survive the rest of this trip. So you have to stop. And he was so helpful. He's like, I've got these shop towels in my truck if you need them. He's like, if you need some balance, you can grab the trailer hitch. Like, he's given helpful hints because his family grew up in the woods. Yeah, they know about this. But they're all men, so they're not fully aware of the struggles.
The struggle. Which, by the way, like, big points to him. Ollie has taken a tinkle in the woods multiple times. We'll be on a hike, and she's like, I got a tinkle. My job is, like, to look out. But, like, here's where my bad husband move is. I, at least one time, for sure, have taken a picture of her tinkling in the woods.
Okay. And it's,
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he gets points for being a much more...
I would give points, but I'll say it was a new truck. He had just bought it and has... I remembered just before popping a squat that there was a rear view camera on the back of the truck. And I was like, so thankful because... Mr. Opportunistic is not above. Like, no man is above being able to get a shot of that on the camera. But the girls were, you know, they're teenagers, but they were laughing so hard because it's never happened.
Right,
I've never had to stop on the side of the road. And I'm like, listen, okay. But there's no traffic. There's nobody in this corner. We're very close to the Wyoming line. It's remote, and I run a good distance behind the truck so they can't see me in the rearview camera.
Yes. You maintained your dignity.
Like instant. It's the fastest business that ever has been done on the side of the road. Leave no trace. Do what I got to do. Run back. And I was not even back in the truck yet. You would think a woman, a middle-aged woman, using the bathroom on the side of the road is the funniest or strangest thing you're going to see in that span of time. But in fact, no, another woman drove up topless, rolled the window down, and asked my family, who was sitting in the cab of the truck, which way to, I don't remember, she was headed to a party.
Apparently she was pre-gaming hard.
I was just so appreciative to her because it drew the attention away from me.
From you. And you're peeing on the side of the road. Wow. I have so many questions. Well, first of all, we're going to get to the topless lady because that's fantastic. But
that's really all I got there. I did not engage any further beyond. It was like, you don't want to ask more. You don't want to be culpable for knowing anything more than
that. No, my curiosity would be completely like, hey, can we pull over on the side of the road? I have so many things I need to know. I know from your point of view, if you've never peed on the side of the road, that was like this big embarrassing moment for you. But for me, like for a story about having to use the bathroom on the side of the road, it has to be a number two story. Like that, to really make it embarrassing, you have to like, you know, crap your pants type of thing.
Tim and his brothers have those stories.
No, dudes regularly. Yeah. Like, that's a much more common
thing. Like,
they
were loggers working in the woods and hunters, yeah. And their whole family would go together. So they have those kinds of stories. And, yeah, I'm sure they're funny. But with women, it's difficult enough no matter what you're doing. Yeah, because you don't want to get anything on your shoes or on your pants and squatting and all. It was just complicated. I hope it never happens again.
Yeah.
Tim wrote a poem about it.
Can you read that poem, please?
I wonder if he still could remember it.
Oh, my God.
He recited it like a ballad. Please. I mean, the girls are in the, like, they still, every now and then, will just reflect back on that moment. The next sign that we came to, geographic location was like Rabbit Ears Pass, and so they have this whole story. Ooh. Like, what a great name for a place where something momentous happened. But the next year that we were going, we decided to go back to that town, totally unrelated to using the bathroom on the side of the road. That's never
happened
again.
Hold on, before we go there, can we at least, I need at least 2 to 3 more details. What was the topless lady driving?
Just a little car.
Just a little car.
Like a
small. By herself, or did she have a friend in there?
Small, rattly 4-door sedan. I couldn't tell you the make and model because, again, I was indisposed. But jogging back to the truck.
Okay. Oh, so she came up while you were jogging.
I was like running back to the, well, you know, a quick jog away from the side of the
camera. Okay, so you weren't fully in the vehicle.
Right. So I didn't really see.
And was said topless lady by herself in said small vehicle?
She was driving.
Okay.
Yes.
And
I think she was asking them how far to a particular town because she was headed to a party there. And Tim was like, sorry, we are not from here. We have no Wi-Fi, so I can't find it on Google Maps. Good luck.
What kind of an impression did that leave on your daughter and friends or whoever were in the car? Like, what were their questions about, like, a full-grown woman just driving topless on the highway?
Just another reasoned kids don't do drugs. Like,
okay.
They've already been exposed to enough things, and they're like, just another reason.
Okay.
And be careful what parties you're going to, because these are the people that are showing up to some of these parties. Make sure that it's not the
Fair
party
enough.
That you're
All
at.
Right.
They giggled. They thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was all funny. Good.
Because
all right.
Naked human bodies are funny.
They are.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it's really true.
Hello, lovely friends. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And it would mean the world if you would tell other people about this podcast and maybe even spam your social media accounts with just how much you're enjoying it. If you are, of course. Also, commenting and rating us on whatever platform you're downloading or streaming from is incredibly helpful to a little startup podcast like this one. On the other hand, if you are dissatisfied with your listening experience, please leave all of that hate on someone else's podcast, just maybe to confuse them a little bit, right? But most of all, we hope you keep looking up and looking for the sunny side of life.